Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a lawsuit over clean air rules.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. For decades, Ohioans have had multiple tools at their disposal to keep air polluters in check. But Ohio's budget bill, passed over the summer, strips away some of those options. Now, environmental groups are suing Ohio to restore those rights. Environment reporter Adriana Martinez-Smiley with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO explains what's unfolding in court and why. Hey, Adriana.
Hi.
So tell us first about what this lawsuit is about.
So in this lawsuit, environmental groups like the Ohio Environmental Council and Sierra Club allege that the Ohio legislature unlawfully added air pollution amendments into the Ohio budget bill this summer. So it's House Bill 96, and it set the budget for the state of Ohio for the next 2 years. But the bill also included a provision telling the Ohio EPA to repeal a 50-year-old air nuisance rule. It also included a restriction on community air monitors, saying that they can no longer be used in regulatory enforcement. The groups say that this is unlawful because the Ohio Constitution has a clause known as the single subject rule. This states, quote, "No bill shall contain more than one subject, which shall be clearly expressed in its title," end quote. The Attorney General's office didn't respond to my request for comment.
Okay. Well, this air nuisance rule has some history, right? Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so this is actually the third time that officials have tried to remove this rule. It was actually reinstated earlier this year. The reason why environmental groups care about this rule so much is because of its citizen suit provision. So this defines air pollution as a public nuisance and allows citizens and local governments to threaten air polluters with legal action if they suspect they're violating the Federal Clean Air Act. This can be found in Ohio's federal plan to enforce the Clean Air Act. The Ohio EPA can still enforce the Clean Air Act using state regulations, but Ohio doesn't have an equivalent to the citizen suit provision. General Counsel for the Ohio Environmental Council, Chris Tavner, explained this to me.
The air nuisance rule ensures that individuals can be pursuing complaints where they're being harmed, especially in the absence of potential action from state or federal agencies.
So typically, it's the business community that's favored repealing the rule, such as the Ohio Oil and Gas Association or the Ohio Manufacturers Association. They say that they want to avoid citizen lawsuits that are unsubstantiated, or that it should be left up to the Ohio EPA or US EPA to find violations. As part of the process to remove the air nuisance rule, the Ohio EPA had to allow public comments on the proposal, and a majority of these comments supported keeping the air nuisance rule. In a letter that it sent to the US EPA, the Ohio EPA says that it doesn't use the air nuisance rule, nor is it required to maintain national ambient air quality standards of the Clean Air Act.
Another key piece of this lawsuit is the restriction on community air monitoring. Why is that important, according to the plaintiffs?
There were previously no restrictions on the use of community air monitoring data. So anything that isn't an EPA-grade monitor or installed by way of a permit is considered a community air monitor. The reason that they're concerned about this is because EPA-grade air monitors aren't easy to come by. They're very expensive, so the litigants say they're cost prohibitive. And the state or federally sanctioned air monitors can be miles away from polluting sources, which can result in air monitoring deserts, as Lepla put it.
So then what's next?
The air nuisance rule isn't officially repealed. That's up to the US EPA to make that call. But there will be a comment period at that time as well that hasn't been announced. A judge will decide on the case without a live trial, but there's not a date available for when that will take place.
Adriana Martinez-Smiley, thanks so much for reporting on this.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.